In all, the Eau Claire County District Attorney leveled 25 counts against a Whole Foods truck driver, including 5 counts of homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. The early Sunday morning accident in October happened, according to the complaint, after the truck driver apparently fell asleep after friends reported he'd partied during the weekend. And DA Rich White says cell phone records show that driver Michael Kozlowski had not slept before taking off for the trip from Indiana to Minnesota as he had reported. Plus, his driver's log was not up to date, which is a federal violation. DA White was tight-lipped about the driver's blood alcohol level.
There is no assertion in the complaint that he had an alcohol concentration at the time of the collision.
White says the charge that Kozlowski may have fallen asleep is corroborated by 2 witnesses. One reported seeing his truck crisscrossing over the lanes more than an hour before he went into the ditch and overturned onto the interstate where it was hit by the bus.
Both of them were consistent in the sense that they relay facts that tell us that his driving was erratic, that he weaved at times, the speed was erratic.
White bristled at complaints the out-of-state driver hasn't been arrested, and he wouldn't comment on whether Kozlowski is cooperating in this investigation.
I'm not going to discuss anything other than what's set forth in the criminal complaint. So the issue of did he cooperate, what other evidence do you have, who else did you talk to, all those kinds of things I can't discuss, not because I don't want to be helpful to you folks, but simply because there are certain rules that I operate under.
A few parents, like Gene Burke, came to the courthouse to hear the district attorney's charges. Burke had a son on the bus who received minor injuries.
I have experience in the law enforcement community, so I know how the process works, and I understand everything that Mr. White had to say. Would I like to see Mr. Kozlowski, in jail or something like that? Yeah, probably. And sooner or later, that's all going to come out in the wash, and he'll be dealt with.
Burke and many other parents have retained lawyers. 2 civil suits have already been filed. Band parent John Tolman was on a bus behind the one involved in the crash. He helped pull injured students out of their bus. Tolman says the charge that the bus driver likely fell asleep seemed much more appropriate than earlier statements that he pulled over to go to the bathroom.
I'm not angry. I'm sad. People do things reckless and it leads to injury. And obviously he's not been proven to be reckless at this point, but he certainly didn't do it intentionally. There's not a maliciousness there, and there's frankly nothing to be gained by being angry.
As a band parent, Tolman says even without the well-liked band director, an intern who died, and a still recovering assistant band director, music is ringing again from the school.
What can you say? The band program lives, and the kids still make great music.
Meanwhile, the truck driver is expected to appear in court on January 31st. The 5 homicide charges each include the possibility of 10 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. The criminal complaint did not include any charges against the bus company, even though safety inspectors found the bus had faulty brakes and was traveling over the speed limit. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.